Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, Rick continues teaching a series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. In these lessons, Rick shows you what it means to truly be spiritually connected to God and to each other through the power of God's love and God's Word. In just a little while, we're going to tell you how to get the Lord's Prayer Words of Hope and Happiness gift book. This life-giving resource will help you strengthen the hope of the children you love by introducing them to the Lord's Prayer. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called The Prayer of Connection.
For many people, the word father is a negative term. For many people, the word father brings up all kinds of bad memories, bad connotations, hurts, difficulties, problems, experiences, deep father wounds. And a lot of people say, our Father who art in heaven, if God's like my father, no thanks God. You see, for a lot of people, their only idea of father is, you just wait till your father gets home. And they think of God in that same way. The truth is, human fathers can make home a hell on earth. Human fathers can be capricious, they can be fickle, they can be moody, they can be abusive, they can be domineering and controlling and angry and demanding and selfish and self-centered and vicious and violent and aloof and all these other different things. And so, when we say our Father in heaven, a lot of times we carry baggage in with that word. In fact, I will tell you quite frankly that your biggest problem with God is not a problem with God. It's a problem with your father. And you have taken a lot of the things and the baggage from growing up, and you have unconsciously placed your attitudes about authority on God. And it's no wonder you have a difficult time getting to know him. The reason why many people never connect with God, because they unconsciously think God is like their earthly father. And we transfer all those mixed up hurts and emotions onto God. We impose them on God, and it's no wonder we have a hard time connecting with God. For instance, if you grew up with an unreasonable father, you're going to tend to think God is unreasonable. Not consciously, but unconsciously. You're going to tend to think that God is always, that his demands are unreasonable, unmeetable, unattainable, and you just go, why even try? I'm just going to give up. God is an unreasonable father who wants to make my life miserable. He wants to deal me a bummer. He wants me to have no fun. He's a killjoy, and his demands are just not valid. On the other hand, if you grew up with an unreliable father, you're going to have a hard time trusting God. In fact, if you grew up with an unreliable father, you are naturally predisposed to worry. You tend to worry more than other people because you don't think people can be trusted. You grew up with a father who made promises and broke them. You grew up with a father who said, I'll do this, and then didn't. And so you tend to think, God can't be trusted. God can't be depended on. God won't keep his promises. And you worry more than you need to worry. If you grew up with an unconcerned father, who he was there, but he was just distant, then you're going to tend to think of God the same way. You're going to think, oh yeah, I believe in God. He's just not involved in my life. He's distant. He's cold. He's uninvolved. He's too busy to bother with me, and I don't want to bother him because I remember what it was like to bother my dad. And you're going to tend to think that way toward God. If you grew up with an unpleasable father, that no matter what you did, it was just never good enough. And no matter how much you achieved, it was like, there's always more, there's always more. Then you're going to tend to think God is that way. And you're going to feel that God is upset with you all the time. And do you want to be around somebody who's upset with you all the time? No, you avoid him. And so you avoid God. And you want to walk away. And if you grew up with an unpleasable father, you tend to carry around a lot of guilt. Unnecessary guilt, unnecessary shame, unnecessary regrets. And you tend to put that all on God the Father. Now, why am I going into this? Because here in America now, what's been going on in our culture, we now have 25% of all white children growing up without the presence of a father in the home. 25% of all white kids. We have now in our nation 50% of all Hispanic kids. 50% growing up without the presence of a father in the home. And we now have in our nation almost 75% of all African American kids, black kids, growing up without the presence of their father in the home. Friend, it's no wonder we don't understand God. It's no wonder we don't get what it's like to say, our Father who art in heaven. Because we don't have that kind of connection. Many kids growing up today have very little connection to their father. So why would they be expected to have a connection to their heavenly father? I've done a lot of study on this. One of the books that I read was a book by Dr. Paul Vitz, a professor and a psychologist at the University of New York. And he wrote a book called The Faith of the Fatherless. The Faith of the Fatherless. And in it, he did a study of all of the famous atheists throughout history, 60, 70 or so of the most famous atheists. I'm talking about Sigmund Freud, Karl Marx, Bertrand Russell, all of the very well-known atheists throughout history. And the only thing that he could find that they had in common is they all hated their dads. The dads were distant, dead, or demanding. And they did not have a natural connection to their father. What I'm going to try to do today is help you let go of some of the misconceptions and myths you have about God that really are inaccurate, and help you understand what God is really like. The truth of what God the Father is really like, because the truth will set you free. Misconceptions keep you disconnected from God. And so what I want to do is I want to help you trade in the misconceptions and the myth about what God is really like for the truth, because when you really know him, you're going to love him. What is God really like? What kind of father is God? The Bible says that there are four characteristics of the fatherhood of God. This is news you can use. Number one, he is a caring father. He is a caring, loving, compassionate father. God loves you more than you will ever know. He loves you more than you will ever understand. He loves you more than you could ever comprehend. You don't have the brain capacity to understand how much God loves you. It would be like an ant understanding a human being. An ant has not the capacity to understand a higher being. And you do not have the capacity, brain-wise, to understand and fathom the love of God. God is love. And everything in the universe he created because he loves it. And he made you to love you, and you wouldn't exist if God hadn't wanted to love you. He is loving towards you in everything that he does, and his compassion is his most outstanding quality. God is a caring father. Notice this verse, Psalm 103, verse 13. As a father has compassion, not just love, compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who honor him. He cares about everything in your life compassionately. One of my favorite stories in the Bible is the followers of Jesus, the disciples, where most of them were fishermen. They were professional fishermen. And they're out on a lake one day fishing, and Jesus has gotten tired and curled up in one end of the boat and gone to sleep, and a storm comes up. Now, storms aren't a big deal for professional fishermen. They're used to fishing and, you know, rain and sleet and thunder and lightning. And so it wouldn't bother them. But this must have been a Category 9 storm because they got scared. And for professionals to get scared, it was pretty bad. Evidently, the ship's rocking and rolling and water's coming into the boat, and they think they're going to drown. And they go over and frantically wake up Jesus and ask him one of the most important questions in life. Now, before I tell you what that question was, let me just say this. Here's a little hint. If Jesus is in your boat, it isn't going to sink. No matter how big the storm is, it ain't going to sink. So the key is, wherever you want help, get Jesus in the boat. You don't want your marriage to sink? Get Jesus in your marriage. You don't want your career to sink? Get Jesus in your career. You don't want your relationships to sink? Get Jesus in your relationships. Wherever he is, it's not going down. You don't have to worry about it. You want Jesus to help you in your life? Get Jesus in your life, and your life isn't going to sink. But the disciples, not thinking, go over, wake Jesus Christ up, and they say this, "Lord, don't you care?" One of the profound questions of life. Don't you care that we're about to drown? Don't you care we're about to go under? Don't you care that we're going down for the last time? You and I ask that question 1,000 different ways of God all the time. God, don't you care? Do you see that health report? Do you see that doctor's report? Don't you care? You see what a mess my marriage is in right now? Don't you care? You see how little money we've got in the bank and all the bills we've got? Don't you care? God, you see my kids are struggling in school? Don't you care? God, you know this fear that grips my mind and I can't seem to get rid of it? Don't you care? The answer is yes, God cares. In fact, he cares more than you care. He wants to help more than you want help. He knows what will help you more than you know what will help you. And he cares. He is aware and he cares. The Bible says this, 1 Peter chapter 5, "Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you." He cares. Circle that. He cares. He is a caring father. Now, actually, the word here for cast all your cares, you might write this in, a better word would be drop. Because when we hear the word cast, we think of having to throw something a little distance. When I hear the word cast, I think of like a cast on your leg, or I think of when I'm out fly fishing, casting a rod, or casting a stone across the water. That's not this word at all. This is like if you were holding a huge boulder that you could barely hold up and you couldn't toss it 3 inches, much less 3 feet. And what God says to do is just let it go. Drop it. Let it go. It's not throw that big burden away. It's just drop it. How much energy does it take to drop something? Zero. Gravity does all the work. All you have to do is relax. Now listen very closely. If you're ever going to learn how much God cares about you, you must learn to relax. Because as long as you're uptight and you're worried about your future and you're worried about your job and you're worried about, am I going to have a baby? Am I going to get married? And on and on and on, whatever. As long as you're worried, you are not relaxing. And while you're not relaxing, you're not understanding the caring of God. He says, let it go. Drop it. Cast all your cares, all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Now, notice the second word. Circle the word all. Cast all your anxieties. I looked up this word all in the original Greek. And the word all literally means all. Very profound. It means that includes everything. Does God care about your house payments? Yes. Does he care about your grades if you're going to school? Yes. Does he care about the sales you need to make this month? Yes. Does he care about your health? Yes. Does he care about your dating life? Yes. Does he care about if your face breaks out? Yes, you laugh, but he does. Does he care if you get an upset stomach and have gas? Yes. There is nothing God does not care about in your life. Cast all your anxieties. Anything that's worth worrying about is worth giving to God. You just give it to God. Cast all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. There is nothing God does not care about in your life. Does He care about your success or your failure in life? Of course He does. He is a caring Father. You have a Heavenly Father who is aware, and you have a Heavenly Father who cares. He's caring. And He's concerned about every single detail of your life. The Bible says He knows every hair on your head and their original color. He knows it all. Now the Bible says this, Matthew chapter 6. So don't worry. Don't worry. Saying, what are we going to eat? Or what are we going to wear? Your Heavenly Father, that's the caring Father. Your Heavenly Father knows you need these things. How many of your fathers? Can I see your hands? How many of your fathers? Okay. Fathers, do you want your kids to worry about, are we going to have enough to eat? Of course not. Do you want your kids worrying about, am I going to have any clothes to wear? Of course not. Caring dads take care of those needs. They care for their kids. Even though we are imperfect, sinful, and often quite selfish, I care that much about my kids. I want them to have enough to eat and enough to wear. And God says, now look, if you being imperfect care about those things, don't you think that I, who am the essence of love, the only reason you're able to love is because you're like me, made in my image, I am the essence of all love, don't you think I'm constantly thinking about your needs? I love you that much. You see, the point is this. Whenever we begin to doubt the love of God, there's a warning light. It's called worry. Worry is the warning light, bomp, 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 that you have forgotten how much God loves you. Worry is the warning light, you've stopped realizing how much God cares. And we always get into trouble when we doubt God's love for us. Some of you really struggle with worry. I had a guy tell me one time, said, Rick, you know, I worry so much. I guess I just don't love God enough. That's the reason I worry. I just don't love God enough. And I said, nope, you're wrong. You're way off base. You're dead wrong. The reason you worry so much is not because you don't love God enough. The reason you worry so much is you don't know how much He loves you. Because if you knew and felt how much your Heavenly Father cares compassionately, constantly about you, you'd have to love Him back. If you don't love God, it just means one thing, you don't know Him. You can't help but love a God who loves you. And the more you understand how much He loves you, the more you fall in love with Him. And if you feel distant from God and you feel God is a million miles away, it's because you don't understand the kind of caring Father He really is. It's the first step to inner peace.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so thankful you've chosen to spend some time with us. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen again. Rick will be back to close out our time in just a moment, but first, perhaps the most important role you can play in the life of a child is teaching them to trust God through prayer. It's the key to living with hope. Jesus said we should always pray and never give up. That's why it's so important to strengthen the hope of children by introducing them to Jesus' model for prayer at an early age. With this in mind, we're excited to tell you about a very special resource to help you do just that. It's called The Lord's Prayer, Words of Hope and Happiness. This book brings the poetic scripture of the King James Version of the Bible to life. Readers young and old will enjoy thoughtful insights from New York Times bestselling author, Pastor Rick Warren, and stunning illustrations by award-winning artist Richard Jesse Watson. It's sure to become a meaningful bedtime ritual, a treasured memory, and a lasting legacy that bears good fruit for generations to come. The Lord's Prayer, Words of Hope and Happiness, is the perfect way to share the beauty and richness of the Lord's Prayer with the children the Lord has placed in your life, and will send it to you when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the good news to people everywhere. Go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
If you've been blessed by this message today, here's what I want you to do. Share it. Tell somebody about it. Now, there's a lot of great ways you can share Daily Hope. One of the easiest is by posting it on social media, on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or Instagram. But you'll find a share button today next to the message on my website, PastorRick.com. Don't keep the good news to yourself. It's too good to keep to ourselves. We've got to pass it on to others. Thanks for listening today, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.